Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of
What the Tuck with Brittany
and the Lindsay. Colonial Lindsay.
We are good at this.
Yes, we are.
All right. So the ladies are back for episode 4.
And, you know,
I think we're all still reeling from last episode.
I think we all are. And you can definitely tell they were as well, coming back into the workroom. You know, of course, we had Suga, who was just losing it.
Because she was
tears and last sadness.
Up with Honey.
Yeah. But.
But all the queens are shook. I mean, yeah. It definitely. I think it changed people's feeling of security. Like, they had a little security blanket of like, well, if I'm not the very worst, then I'm fine.
Yeah.
Which was kind of what that whole episode felt like with that team, was like, nobody was, seemed like they were even trying that hard. It was nuts. And so hopefully this put the fear of Rue in them.
Well, and you know, Rue's always done weird stuff, but I think this season especially, she's been pulling
this
out all the stops.
Beyond, and I hope it never happens again.
Yes, and I think they're all on the same page.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
But not too much drama. I think everyone was kind of on the same page.
Yeah, they're just like, okay, that lit a fire under our asses. Let's get it together. Yep. And I'm sure that's what Rue meant to do, but it was such a shit show.
It was so bad. Well, Honey is gone.
So long.
Like we said last episode, I think it was before her time, but if you have a really bad episode,
If you get a pass, it is what it is. Yeah, if you get a pass after that, then there's something wrong with the system.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So time to move on to bigger and better things. And so
one of those better things is RuPaul in that pink paisley princess suit.
I put Austin Power realness.
Oh,
because
was,
that suit and the big glasses
with the yellow
shade.
Lens.
Yeah. Oh man.
Oh, it was 60s to the max. It looked great.
Yeah.
Obviously. I mean, that pink looks so good against Rue's skin. Can he do any wrong?
He could not go out into an open field because he'd be attacked by butterflies. He'd all be attracted to that beauty.
Oh, like we
I don't
all
know
are.
Why that's what came to my mind, but
I like that visual though.
I know.
Let's think about that for a second.
Be a good little photo shoot. But it was great. And, you know, of course, like every episode, he's delivering some wonderful fashion.
Fashion.
Yes.
And a news bulletin. There's a leak somewhere in the studio.
Boop. 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 That's a leak.
And Silky says, Soju's back.
Didn't
Silky, ooh. You're so annoying, but you do say some funny things.
No, you've got the
Damn
funny
it.
Sass, and
it's frustrating.
Although, and we'll talk about this a little more. You know, she's toned it down this episode.
Yeah, not nearly as frustrating.
Yeah, maybe she's getting exhausted. And that's a good thing.
She's like a dog. You gotta take it out for several walks a day so that it'll chill out.
Yep, and be manageable.
I'm not saying she is a dog. I'm just saying, you know, hyperactive.
No. Like a wind-up toy.
Yeah, or like a kid where you've got to, like, make them go run outside and play so that they'll sleep.
Or drug them.
You never know.
I don't drug children, I promise.
So the mini challenge this episode is...
Why you mad out, though?
So the queens are supposed to break news live bulletin from a teleprompter.
Yes. Which is always somewhat scary because there are not many who are good on the fly like that.
No.
And it shows. I didn't like this challenge.
I didn't either.
Boring.
It's just more of the same, what we've been talking about. Where is the fun? Where is the funny? Like, there were funny moments when people were mispronouncing things, but like...
But that was like it. And it's like, okay, well, that's funny a couple times, but...
But that's all it was. And like, so the people who did worse were funnier, but the point was to do well. So it just,
they cut between each one too much. And so it was hard
really
to get
see
a grasp
how they were doing.
Yeah, of how they were doing. And because I'm sure some of them did really well, but they just weren't, again, it was kind of just meh the whole time. And everyone was kind of similar.
Yeah.
Except for those little blips. And
there
so
was a couple things that stood out to me where for some reason in Mercedes talking head interview, she kept talking about goats.
Yeah, that was weird. She loves goats.
Where in her
goats.
Country, they don't have a Rachel Maddow, but they've got goats. What are you talking about? It was so weird.
Yeah, that was bizarre. I mean, I love goats too, but...
But then later she's like, and I am the goat, the greatest of all time. And it's like, I've heard that term before, but why were you trying to connect it to what is happening here? It was one of the weirdest...
It's just like, another Mercedes awkward...
talking about?
Awkward
moment. It was
so
weird.
That they spent way too much time on.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know... okay. Scarlett was killing me. I like big personalities and acting, but her mouth is too big and everything is like a giant word in
she
it.
She over
like
enunciates yeah.
air and it was driving me nuts.
It is.
It looks like chewing bubble gum.
Yeah, it is like, it's distracting because you'll be looking at her and you can just like, all you're watching is her mouth over expressing each word when she talks.
Which,
and it's like,
to her detriment later on, which I will go into, but I just, it was bothering me.
But she did win the challenge, so.
I know, which again, I mean,
but
I
it was
guess,
hard to tell because they cut so much between people. I mean,
yeah.
Who knows? Who knows how each of them did?
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. I've got a mini challenge issue. This season so
yeah,
far.
It's weak.
Plus, you know, this is the first time they bring out the pit crew and they're out for 2 seconds to just bring out wigs and glasses. Give yeah. me a challenge where they're wearing underwear and you've got to pick them like they usually
oh,
do.
I love those ones.
I love those
or that
ones
one
too.
Where they came out in a giant shopping cart.
Yes.
I can't remember what the challenge was, but it was amazing.
It was great. Bring us the eye candy.
Mm-hmm. I will say
that
I had a moment though.
Oh.
So, in my other life, I play roller derby, and my derby name is Colonel Skirts.
Yes, it is.
It has been the bane of my derby life that no one knows how to pronounce or spell the word Colonel.
People are constantly, like, especially the announcers at, like, away games.
Yeah.
Will call Lindsay... Colonial skirts. And it happens all the time to the point where it's a joke amongst us that we call her Colonial Skirts.
Yeah.
Like as a joke, but it was so funny that in this challenge they were doing the exact same thing.
I was dying. I was like, this is my life. Oh my god.
You
Colonial.
Feel my pain.
Oh,
it was so funny. I was dying, like, oh my god, it's Lindsay.
And so many of them. I mean, it's a weird word. I get it.
But learn to read.
I mean, I guess the other one is colonel.
Which so. Is what Silky was saying. So
oh,
colonel.
Yeah.
Colonel. It's like, no.
KFC.
KFC. Like,
so yeah, that tickled the funny bone a little.
It was
that
really,
was,
that
was
funny.
The one saving grace to this
yeah.
whole challenge. So I get it. Colonial life. But yeah, I'm with you. It was
meh, just meh. Mediocre, boring. Yeah. So Scarlett Envy was a winner, and her prize for that was that she got to assign the roles for the Maxi Challenge.
Which is Trump
the Rusical.
Which can have, you know, go so many funny ways.
I do love when they do Rusicals. I always think they're pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is in the style of Grease.
Yes. Yes. So there are some fun characters here. And,
yeah.
You know, I think that Scarlett did a good job assigning
yes.
roles.
And and Rue said so in the
oh,
judging.
That's right.
She
that's
said,
right.
She said, Scarlett, you did a great job with the casting.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think she did. I think she really did think about especially after the previous episode and how rough it was. I think she just wanted everybody to do the best they could so that they didn't get in trouble again.
Agreed. Which, you know, I was scared when Ariel got Shandy.
Yes.
The biggest part, because she's done, well, I mean, she didn't do terrible in The Last Challenge, but she hasn't.
But
she's,
all she did really was sing.
Actress.
It was like, yeah, in her acting in the Why It Gotta Be Black Panther.
Yeah.
Was
real bad.
Real bad. So the lead role was a character called Shandy, which is like Sandy from mm-hmm. Greece, and Ariel got that. Scarlett took the role of Betsy DeVos for herself. Raja was Omarosa. Evie Oddly, Kellyanne Conway. Mercedes, for some reason, wanted the role of Shandy, which is the main character with the most lines.
Glad that Scarlett put the kibosh on that. That would have been
why?
A train wreck.
Like, even if you want to stand out, you know that, like, she has a hard time with
everything.
Upland.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
earn everything. That's like four words, and she yeah. couldn't get it right. Like, oh my gosh. Realize what your limits are and try to do the best you can within mm-hmm. your own limits. So she did not get the lead role. She ended up as Ivanka Trump.
Mm-hmm. Thank goodness.
Then we had Silky as Oprah. Which
she threw a little fit about.
She threw, yeah.
Finally, which it's just funny that she threw a fit considering the outcome.
I know. Then yeah. Nina was Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Miss Banji got Rosie O'Donnell. Brooklyn is Ivana Trump. Plastique is Melania. Suga is Hillary Clinton. And Akiria is Stormy Daniels.
So yeah, good casting, I think.
Yeah.
So then we split up into our groups, because they're different groups.
Yeah, they're like different, you know, sort of like the pink ladies mm-hmm. and like all the different sort of the cheerleaders and this and that.
And Rue comes into the workroom, and there's some funny interactions, I'll say. This is one of my...
There's some good banter going on.
One of the better workrooms. I mean, first record scratch, Silky is a registered Republican because she's out there to overthrow the system in her...
Oh my gosh. Of course she's got some like...
way.
I mean... I've heard of this technique before, this idea of like registering Republican to try and like sway the numbers so that to overcome gerrymandering. But I don't know. It's like the way she said it, it's like she's single-handedly ready to take down the entire Republican Party. It's like, okay, Silky.
Yeah, you do you.
You do you, girl. Also, when Rue asks Mercedes who her... role
that
is
was so awkward.
And she just like she just went blank
like
and stopped
out.
Talking and Rue
shut
was like
down.
What's Swahili for, you know, wake the fuck up. Oh my god, like what are you doing?
It was so
awkward. Yeah,
I don't know if she just gets starstruck or totally
I don't
overwhelmed
know.
Or what, but you can't even work it out in the workroom.
Yeah, you've Ugh. Got a problem.
Ugh. So we go into quite, well, actually, there was quite a bit of stuff in the workroom.
Well, then there was the rehearsals.
Oh, gosh. How did I skip that?
I don't know.
Well, I was going right to more drama.
You're ready for drama?
Yes, rehearsals.
Because they had a choreographer, Yanis Marshall, and
he don't take no shit.
Is the sassiest. I mean,
oh,
I
yeah.
thought that Todrick was rough.
No.
But Yanis... He's not even, like, he's not, he's just, like, throwing all the shade around. It's just like, boom, 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 boom. Do not mess with Yanis. Oh, my God.
Which I kind of like because.
I do, too. No, don't mess around.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, push yourself and don't be coddled just because you made it on a show. You're
exactly
going to be real. And so I liked it. I, you know, that was a really funny rehearsal, though. Oh my gosh, Scarlett.
Scarlett was cracking me up, actually. Like, her goofy wiggly dancing
was the funniest thing. It was so funny.
It was just cracking me up. Like, it was so bad that it was good.
Yeah, exactly.
And then what I just cannot handle. All right, so I'm just going to give you a quick little rundown. Miss Raja O'Hara is driving me crazy this episode. She has the worst attitude.
Yeah.
Like, the worst. So, first dig, which, I mean, everybody jokes around and throws shade back and forth, but it was like a very mean-spirited dig when Evie Oddly got cast as Kellyanne Conway in the Talking Heads interview. Raja goes, oh, well, she looks like the Crypt Keeper, so it makes sense. And it's like, don't be a bitch.
Well, I mean, ever since they're running, what was it, 2 episodes ago?
Oh my gosh.
It makes you wonder if there's more there, because, yeah, she is
She's out for
vicious.
Blood. It's just too much.
It's not funny.
It isn't. It's just mean.
Yeah, it's just
like, there's
rude.
A huge difference between throwing shade and just being mean.
Yeah.
And then, in the workroom, when Rue comes around, Raja's, you know... First, Rue asks if, it, like, oh, is, you know, and everyone nervous about the choreography? And Raja's like, oh, no, not me. I used to be a dancer. I can help the girls out if I need to, whatever they need. And then Rue says, oh, like you helped out your team last episode.
And she gets so bent.
She is
so bent out of shape.
She's
not having it. Oh. And I'm just like, what are you going to do to RuPaul, like, deal with it?
Well, and honestly,
and it's
like,
truth.
It's a fact. I mean, that is throwing shade. That's, you know, this is reality. You need
but
to own
again,
up to the fact.
That's why she lost her shit on Evie.
Yeah.
Was because Evie called out the people. Be like, well, at least you owned up to talking crap
Raja
on Silky.
Does not like Mm-mm. the truth. Raja wants to live in her little fantasy world that she's the shit and her shit don't stink.
Yep.
It's bad when you cross her, the claws come out, and I do not like it.
No, it's unbecoming.
So then, watch out, Giannis. Because first off, he asks if anybody has any dance experience, and Raja comes out, oh, I've done jazz and tap and
ballet and
African and all these things. And he's just like, oh, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, looking impressed. Then Miss Brooklyn Heights, of course, is a professional ballet dancer. And he asks for a little demo. And Raja is not having that. Like, oh, we're doing demos now.
I'm like, okay, did you want to be called out to do
a
demo?
Yeah, don't be a catty bitch.
No, because you would have looked like a damn fool.
And then they get into the rehearsal. And apparently, Raja cannot dance.
No.
Well,
so I was just looking this up. Because her excuse is, oh, well, I did dance 15 years ago.
15 years ago?
Okay.
Like,
she is 33. So when she was 18. So you're going off like you're
so
this
what,
amazing
like,
dancer.
Like, maybe you danced
in
high school.
Exactly. Like, girl, no.
It's so dumb. Like, but it's just... And then, oh, you should see her. Well, of course you have. I'm sure you've watched the episode, you guys. Her face.
Oh.
When Giannis starts calling her out on her shit, which I'm glad he did. He's like, where'd all that dance experience go? And it's like, exactly.
Well, and he said, he's like, well, you're the one who said it, so I expect a lot more from you.
Well, if she hadn't said anything, he would have been like, oh, you know, like, because he wasn't digging into everybody.
No.
But because she said, I don't know, it's like you do expect more from someone if they say that they've been...
Exactly. Why would you not?
I don't know. It's just, you know? Oh my God.
Oh, it was just annoying.
And I thought it was hilarious when Akiria in her interview things were saying like, do not cut him. Do not punch him.
I know. We don't want to see an event.
Akiria had some good commentary this episode.
Yeah.
She was being real funny.
Yeah. Poor Ariel.
Oh no!
That was so sad. That was just an implosion, meltdown.
Although it did humanize her a bit, I thought.
I mean, yeah, and I haven't really seen her be too much on her high horse because when she did bad in the acting and all.
No, I don't think she's like on her high horse. I think that she just tends to like. She always kind of puts on a happy face and does her little like tongue out, like I'm fine, and it's like. You know, this made her seem more vulnerable.
Yeah.
Which
no,
is good.
I felt bad for her. I feel bad for any of them if they had a meltdown like that. Because you could just, she was just done.
Fully shut down. Like, could not get the choreography. Just stopped even trying. And it was just full-blown shut down.
Yeah. Yeah, I was glad it was time to move on. I was like, just move on so you're not in front of the camera so you can just go practice by yourself.
I know. On this episode's version of WebMD's Drag Race, we found out that Evie Oddly has a connective tissue disorder.
Oh, yeah. So I think that's really interesting to know because I've wondered if there's something.
Yeah.
Just with the way her body.
Well, because I.
Not in a bad way, but.
No. But I've known people in the past with different, different sort of disorders where they're extremely lean and very angular, like their limbs and things.
Exactly.
And it usually has to do with some sort of disorder. And it, you know. And I was also curious because of the. I've seen wrinkly heads, but like in a horizontal version across the back of the head, but I've never seen anybody with that same ridge pattern across the top of the head.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is interesting to know.
So yeah, I've wondered because I was like, exactly, I haven't seen that before, so that's really interesting to know. And again, it just kind of
I find it funny that this is legitimately becoming WebMD's Drag Race. Like,
I know.
Truly. Every episode, somebody's got, like, what's next?
Oh, I'm sure there'll be more.
I've got tendonitis.
I stubbed my toe. No, but that's what I wanted to say is the one thing I find really inspiring is she brings it up.
But she doesn't use it as a crutch.
Exactly. It's not an excuse to not do the moves. She does it. She's like, this is just why I'm not dropping.
Exactly. No, don't use it as an excuse, you know, just keep moving forward. Yeah. But I am glad, like, because in, what season was it? 9, when Eureka didn't let anybody know that she had knee issues and then was pushing herself too hard and then screwed herself up.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's better to bring it up and be like, hey, I'm going to take it a little easy with this, but I'm still going to put 100% of what I have into it.
Mm-hmm.
That's way smarter.
Yeah. No, I thought that was pretty cool.
So
then we get back to the workroom.
Now we're back to the drama. And this workroom was emotional.
Heavy. It got me. So.
Well, first up, I mean, just one of the biggest bombshells. Silky puts her eyebrows on with a Sharpie.
Yeah, that's wild. That was my shady moment is when Brooklyn says, Silky gets her makeup from an Office Depot.
I was like, oh my God, Lindsay. Well, I've known people in the past who do their eyeliner with a Sharpie marker. And I'm like, what is wrong with you?
There's so many
products out there. And that shit's not made to go by your eyes on your face.
Yeah, that's unreal.
And no, Silky. Don't do it. That's not made for your face.
Yeah, I can't handle it. Perplexed that you can drag at this level and you do that.
But obviously that's not our biggest drama. I thought that was the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's weird. It's weird.
Yes, it is.
So Nina
just
brings up, I think in passing, you know, the current state of affairs in our political world and how it's a much more divisive, just kind of scary time to live in. And then she starts going into her history with, you know, being, what was it? I think she was running for student body or
something. She was openly gay in college.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, was running for some office at the college.
And was getting death threats and just being harassed nonstop.
And her room being vandalized and just all around to the point where she had to go hide in a
women's dorm
for several weeks until things were figured out, like who was behind it all. And it's just so sad. And it really, like, she expresses how that is the fuel for her activism towards, you know, gay acceptance and equality. because she doesn't want other people to have to feel that same way that she felt. And I was like, in my heart, I'm like, yes, Nina, take on the world.
Yeah, I was, it got me right in the feels. Because yeah. I think we can all agree that it's kind of shitty right now, and I hate it. And it's just coming from years of progressiveness to where we are now is just,
it does feel like
crushing.
A step backwards. And so the people that want things to keep moving forward, you know, it's like we've got to fight even harder. And
yeah,
it's, you know, I think that we can all agree that we are kind of feeling those same feelings. So it was a great,
yeah, it
moment.
Was good. And it didn't seem forced.
No, it felt like coming from a very genuine place. And everybody else was like, you could tell that it was resonating with everybody.
Yeah. So on the tail end of that, on the coattails, Mercedes is riding on this wave, mm-hmm. and saying, all right, you know, if Nina can talk openly about her history with this and, you know, this really scary
moment,
yeah, then I, you know, it doesn't seem right that I dodged the whole religion thing last episode.
Which we talked about, that, like, you know, that was an opportunity for her. And this episode, she, you know, had an epiphany that, like, okay, maybe I need to be more open. Maybe I need to talk about things and not just run away from the issues.
Yeah. So she brings everyone together.
Yeah.
And gives her kind of explanation as to why she dodged it last week and how.
Which it's all super understandable. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, you're on this platform, you know, and she said, you know, I'm the first, you know, Muslim to be here. And I wish I could say that I'm a proud Muslim. And everybody else was trying to encourage and say, like, mm-hmm. well, you can and you should. Yeah. And in the end, she really felt, I think, empowered.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was a really good move. And I'm glad she did it, because I was not expecting that at all.
I know. I was surprised and really happy, you know, for her especially, that to feel empowered to own, like, her identity and not be mm-hmm. afraid to be herself.
Yeah. No,
and
it was,
because I think that that's a lot of what has honestly held her back, is just kind of like a shyness and like this sort of, like, there's a wall around Mercedes, and I don't know that we've really seen beyond that.
Yeah. No,
and
I agree.
That was like the first little chip.
Mm-hmm. Little pitchfork. Not pitchfork. Oh, my gosh. Pickaxe.
Nice, Lindsay.
Oh, jeez. Sorry about that. Pickaxe. Oh, jeez. Let's move on. All right. So we get into...
The runway?
The runway. Rue.
Oh, wait. No, no, no.
No?
Because they... Oh.
Well, I mean, we
well,
go
Rue
to...
Well, Rue comes out first. No,
yes.
No, you're right. You start. I'm a mess.
No, you're great. I put flowy, beautiful goddess. I mean, it was just beautiful.
I wrote sherbet realness.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I mean, she looked great. She looked beautiful. I
like a sherbet.
Not to be a hater. It's not one of my favorite this season.
It's not my favorite, but.
But she looked great.
Of course.
Yeah. Who I think stole the show.
Ross.
I love his suit.
Oh my god.
I love that,
that
suit.
Curtain suit. It's legit like curtain material from a grandma's house.
Yeah.
And I love it.
He looked like a creamsicle.
I love Ross Matthews so much. Can I just, I feel like I maybe need to start like a spinoff podcast that's just an appreciation of Ross Matthews. Cause he has the best puns.
Mm-hmm.
He always looks on point, and his little fade haircut where he's so gray on the sides, I can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
I love him so much.
He's a dream, and ugh. I was so happy every time they panned to him.
I know. Tell me more, Ross. Tell me more. That's
oh,
like Grease.
Nice.
Yeah.
You did it. You really did
bringing
it.
Bringing it full circle.
Mm-hmm. It all makes sense now.
All right.
So we get into the Rusical. Oh, Trump.
Trump the Rusical.
I was a little nervous after the
rehearsal. I was very nervous, honestly.
And like always, they pulled it off.
No, I was pleasantly surprised, and I really, like, I enjoyed a lot of it. There were a couple of spots where I was like, ugh, but mm-hmm. for the most part, I really thought it was fun.
Yeah. I must say, I am so relieved, because I think Ariel did a great job.
She did do a great job. She wasn't like standout, like amazing, but for to especially see the challenges she was having, she held her own the entire time.
Yeah.
And I was really impressed with
and
that.
And I was specifically looking for her to mess up in the dancing because of the rehearsal. And
totally. No.
I didn't see anything.
It
and
was
nothing
good.
That stood out.
No,
so
it was good.
Good on her for rallying, because I was definitely nervous.
No, I was impressed. Scarlet Envy was so bad with her lip syncing. It wasn't that she wasn't doing the right words. It was just so overdone that it was distracting.
Well, that's what I was talking about earlier, is with the lip syncing, you have to be fast, like you're talking normally. But her mouth was so big, she wasn't closing her mouth to say the next word quick enough. And so she was off.
Yeah.
And it looked awkward.
She was trying to over enunciate with her lips as she was talking. And it was like, I was just trying to do it.
She was off.
And it was so weird.
Yeah, it was not good.
Her physicality was fun, but her mouth was distracting.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who else do we want to talk about? Let's talk about Evie.
Oh, great.
Was so funny.
Fantastic.
I thought she was like at the top, like cracking me up. The way she painted her face to look creepy as hell was perfect, because that's what Kellyanne Conway looks like. And so funny. And the way she even made her wig stringy.
Yeah.
It was perfect. It was so funny.
Yeah, she did a great job.
I loved
it. Again, I was hesitant about her, and she is just definitely getting high on my list of,
I know.
Of contestants this
season. Well, it's
like
just really like kind of showing that she's there for a reason.
Yeah. I mean, other than that, I mean, Silky did great as Oprah. She looked like,
oh my God.
I'm so annoyed. She was so bugged about being Oprah. And I'm like,
embrace
you
it. Obviously you can do it. And she did a really good job. Like, she looked just like her.
Yeah.
And her, like, all of her physicality was hilarious. Like, she was super funny. Who else? Oh, Mercedes as Ivanka. Ivanka is like a polished, put together, prissy, sort of preppy, yuppie woman. And Mercedes was dressed like a golden girl.
Yeah, it was.
It was so weird.
And it wasn't, I mean, she's also very stoic.
Yeah.
And so you could really like play that up.
Like you would have to like pretend like you're a mannequin.
Yeah.
The whole time, just pretend like you're a mannequin and you have no facial expressions, except for a creepy little smile every now and again, because that's what Ivanka does.
Yeah, but she was just
there
boring.
Was nothing there.
Was
there was
bored.
Just nothing.
And at the end,
she fully
forgot to
her
come
cue.
In. When
it, yeah.
yeah
oh,
it was
bad.
Again, awkward. She just, to me, the defining term for her is awkward.
Oh, all around. It's just
every
hard.
Every episode, every challenge. It's just,
I think that her luck finally caught up to her in this episode, that like she's kind of skated by and been on the right team and been in the right situation. And this time it was not there.
Yeah. I mean, everyone else did fine. I was heartbroken because Vanessa did not do good.
Do good.
No.
She didn't do good.
Because I thought Rosie would be perfect for her, over the top and flamboyant and crazy, and it was just.
Well, I think it was Ross that said, you know, you look like a lesbian fly girl, and that's basically it.
Oh yeah.
Like, I kept getting these very mannish mannerisms, and then it was just like, it did look like a very frantic hip hop dancer.
Yeah.
And I get that you're dancing, but where was the acting? There was nothing there. It was really, it was not good.
It was forgettable. Same with Raja.
She was Omarosa, and there was no bitchiness or sassiness there. And that's all, like, I've never even seen anything that Omarosa's been in, except for like a few clips on, you know, like other shows. But she always looks pissed and angry and like a bitch.
Yeah.
And Raja was being like sweet and like batting her eyelashes and it was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, it didn't make any sense.
Do your homework, because
that was not
working. Mm-mm. Brooklyn did amazing. I mean, Nina West was a very convincing Sarah Sanders, but Lavoie didn't really stand out. Neither did Plastique. I mean, so, you know, I think definitely the standouts for me would be Evie Oddly, for sure.
Yeah, Evie and Silky were the ones where when they came out, I was like, I was actually captivated by what they were doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the ones that felt the most painful to me were Mercedes.
Of course.
And Vanjie.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say Vanjie over Raja just because...
I was just confused. Like,
at least Raja had some... had that one sequence that was just hers. And
yeah.
So she had more time, whereas... Miss Vanjie,
if you've
was
only
just
got
in the group the whole time.
Well, and if you've only got a little thing, you need to like make the most of it, which usually she's really good at doing, but she didn't do that this time.
No,
she just
didn't.
Well, she had like, I don't know, it was just weird. It was very weird to me. And the biggest laugh of the whole episode I got was when we realized that Trump was being played by Ginger Minj.
Ugh.
I lost it looking,
and I was
oh my god,
that is so funny.
Well, and then after the episode, I went on Ginger's Instagram, and she had posted this thing where she's like, "And I'm never wearing that again." So
I hope
funny!
Not.
Oh my god, it was
so
gross.
Gross. So ugh. I mean, such a good representation of our president.
Oh, it was so funny
so
though. I was like,
gross.
"Oh my god, that's Ginger!"
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Ginger Minj. Rest in peace. We're all stars.
Oh, so sad.
Biggest letdown. All right. So after this, we go into our runway, which is woo, woo,
woo, woo.
Orange alert.
Orange, you glad I didn't say alert?
So stupid. I liked it.
Thank you.
On that note, so this is an orange
themed
runway. Yeah, there is much orange to be had. You know, and we get right into it with
Evie Oddly. And it is kooky and it is crazy. And I will say, I don't know that I'm on board for the whole thing, but there are aspects of it that I love.
Yeah.
I thought the makeup was great.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the outfit was really fun, but I was confused with the orange on the top.
That was my whole thing,
I
too.
I loved the orange on the top, but I felt like two different things.
Yeah.
So it was slightly confusing.
There
I was
were
like,
a lot of components to it.
Yeah.
And
I'm not saying I didn't like it, but the orange hair... Like it wasn't orange as in the color orange. It was orange like a fruit. And then the circus, the rest, it just felt a little bit, why?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would like to have seen like either something that's all about fruit or something that's all about circus.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
I agree. And again, same boat as you. I did like it, but it was a lot to take in.
I just got confused.
Yes.
Because it did seem a little discombobulated. But... then Plastique comes out. Wow, wow, wow. I like Plastique with red hair.
Yeah, I was loving it.
I thought it looked so pretty. I mean, it definitely is just more of the same. I would like to see Plastique in something that's a little more modern and contemporary, not just showgirl, because I feel like we've seen a lot of showgirl.
Yeah, a lot. And...
which she does very well, but like I just want to see something different.
Because I really think she could pull off so many looks really well, and so
totally.
Don't hinder yourself.
Don't pigeonhole yourself to where you're like, I can only do this one kind of look.
Yep. What was she saying though? That it was
Cardi B's outfit for one of her music videos, which I'm not sure which one that is. I'm going to have to go back and look.
No, fact check, please. But, I mean, she was dripping orange and...
and big
Oh, she was a butterfly.
Butterfly,
she
like feather butterfly.
RuPaul in the middle. So, yeah, I liked it. It's not my favorite of her looks, but I did really
but
like
it. But
it
did look good.
Yeah.
Then we had Raja, which I think this is the best Raja has looked.
I agree.
It is the first time I've seen Raja in a look where I'm like, that is one full complete look mm-hmm. that is edited properly and everything goes together.
Yeah, I agree. For a second, I wasn't loving the earrings, but then I was like, no, you know, It goes.
Well, especially with the small hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
The bigger earrings, I think, help balance it out. Mm-hmm. And it had such extreme, like those big scarf swoops off the shoulder, which I really loved. And the very extreme hips with the chaps.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun. And I loved the little heart on her butt. It was very, like,
it reminded me of Running Man.
Totally.
It was very, you know, 90s or no, 80s futuristic.
Yeah. And I liked it a lot. I think it's the best that she's looked.
Agreed.
Next we had Nina West in a very Hello Dolly inspired look, which, okay, it was a good look as far as like, I mean, it was put together fine, but boring.
Yeah.
I've seen that kind of, like, we've all seen that old Hollywood drag queen Hello Dolly look, like, how many times? I'm bored.
Yeah. I said fine. Middle.
It was fine, but
it was just,
I was just not that into it.
Was not blown away.
Next was Scarlett, and I am very upset about this outfit.
I hate it.
I'm very upset about it because Scarlett was bragging about how she made the whole thing, and I'm like, I wouldn't tell anyone I made that. It looked so bad. It didn't fit well. It had no design elements to it. Like, it was a rigid hoop skirt that didn't come all the way up to the hips, so when it moved, it looked like she was wearing a weird... Like a
It looked like one that would be made for like a high school play.
Yeah, like a high school costume shop.
Yeah.
And again with the weird pointy boobs that don't fit the body
right. I'm so over it. I don't understand.
It did not look good.
No. I'll give her her hair.
Her hair and makeup looked nice.
Good.
And that was great. But that outfit, like,
I was too distracted.
That dress was distracting and it moved terribly on the runway. No.
Yeah.
It's a big no.
Down.
Ugh. But to redeem it all, out comes Akiria as, oh my God, dripping in diamonds and orange hair. I loved this
look.
That
was a hair waterfall.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
It was like, that is opulence.
Yes, it is.
I loved
her
it.
Shoes were looking on
just hair from the top of her head almost down to her feet and just dripping diamonds. I love that she even had them on her head all the way down.
I like that her big orange statement was her wig and not necessarily her outfit because it was different from everyone else. I really enjoyed it.
I just thought it was a really fun take on it. And
she
worked
the stage. You could tell she was loving what she was wearing.
That big old booty was working.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
It made me think about Atlanta.
Oh, big time.
I was having
absolutely
some nostalgia for Atlanta with that look.
Aw.
Then next came out Silky in one of the most pageant looks.
I think it's the best runway she's had.
It is though. She looked the best that she has looked. But it
fit
is
well.
Yeah. Her makeup looked good.
Mm-hmm.
Her hair looked good. She didn't have any weird gimmicky things going on.
Yeah.
She definitely looked like, if that's what she looks like when she goes to pageants, I understand why she would win pageants, because she looked good.
Yeah. And you know, pageant isn't necessarily,
it's not bad.
It's not super innovative, but you know what? That in my mind, you don't always have to be.
No,
and
if you pull it off well,
then do it. You know, be who you're going to be. You know, Evie's always going to do something wackadoo.
Yeah.
You know, so I thought it was a great silhouette. I thought her hair looked great.
It fit her body better than a lot of the other things that she's worn.
Oh, yeah.
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 Although I was dying about the comments of her slow motion runway walking.
She was walking so slow. Which makes me wonder if she wasn't very comfortable.
Like, I don't think she could walk.
Exactly. I was like, this is bizarre.
It's cracking me up. Her runway demeanor is so funny to me. Like last week with the fringe where she was doing that weird, like, slow turner, like, spin around to try and make her fringe go out. And it's just like, oh my God, what is happening?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah. It was.
It was pretty funny.
I liked it.
Then Ariel came out and I had a couple of big issues with this look.
Yeah, I did as well.
Her wig was like a very weird, dusty, it looked like old or something.
Mm-hmm.
compared to how vibrant everything else was, I did not, her wig looked weird.
Yeah.
And that reveal, I'm putting it in air quotes right now, you can't see. What's the point of that? Well, what was the point of that?
I liked it better with the wrap on. I thought it was more interesting. It's like another
sort of showgirl bodysuit thing.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the other one at least had construction and it looked good. I just think it was...
Well, it's like, and it wasn't even much of a reveal. It's like, I've got a jacket on. I don't have a jacket on anymore. It's like,
hot in here.
Like, if you're going to do a reveal, make it something that's dynamic and interesting. So it's like...
Something that's more...
That's better. It should be a reveal to something more exciting.
Yeah, it was just kind of boring. I
don't know. It just... Yeah. I thought that it fell flat.
Agreed.
Then Mercedes came out in a junior high gymnastics bodysuit.
Oh, man. I mean, I'll give it... There was more construction than a lot of her outfits.
But then she had a showgirl headpiece on, but she was wearing like a gymnastics outfit with like a chiffon sarong that she took off. It was the...
Yeah.
But... Her makeup did look the best that it's ever looked.
It's true. It's true. I will give her that. And I don't know. I just did not like the feather headdress. I just think
Why
it was...
Why was it there?
It was just... It didn't make sense with her outfit. And
That's the problem, though. Without the feathers, it's literally like a swimsuit.
Oh, yeah. It would have been...
So it's nothing. But then it's like... It just... There wasn't enough there. It either needed to, like... Get rid of the headdress and do something different on the bottom.
Yeah.
Or match the bottom with what's happening with the headdress. It just didn't, none of it made sense.
No, not good. About every other week.
Yeah. Well, so I'm not surprised. Then it's highlighted even more because the next person up is Miss Vanjie, who has a full feather headdress and a full feather showgirl outfit to match it. And it is popping.
Super sparkly, super feathers. She looks like she's coming out on the runway in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. It's,
I mean, she looked great.
Look great. The one downfall.
I'm over it.
Is that she's got glitter all over her body again. Stop. It doesn't need to happen every time. I get that you like that, but like, don't just slather yourself in glitter every
Which
single
I think
time.
Is so funny because we were talking about this before.
Yeah.
Or during the runway. And... Michelle brings up this exact
same thing because I'm over it. Like, do something else.
Yeah, and I just don't think it looks good. It looks like when I was looking at her when she came out, I was like, it seems like she's wearing a weird dirty top or something.
It does
the glitter again.
Yeah.
So it's either you look like you have chest hair or you're wearing a dirty shirt.
And then especially when everything else is looking so good, it's slightly distracting because it pulls your attention away. It's like, let the look stand for itself.
Yeah.
If you're wearing something minimal and you want to highlight your body, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you've got like everything was sparkling, everything was glittering, don't throw glitter on your body.
Yeah. It's like you could hardly notice the cute little like triangle red.
I know. Because there was so much glitter
over nipples because it was just distracted by the glitter. Ugh. Yeah, that
was annoying to me.
I really hope she takes that
note.
Criticism in stride and that she has other outfits.
Yeah. Then Brooklyn Heights came out.
Oh, Fifth Element realness. Oh, my God.
I wrote amazing future bish. slay that outfit. What? I can't handle it.
Yeah.
I know that it's okay. So I will bring up that, you know, it's the same wig that we've seen several times before. That sort of short blonde.
That's my one criticism.
I do wish that she would switch up her hair.
Why not do?
Ooh, like a Grace Jones, like flat top or something.
Well,
like,
or go full Fifth Element. She had this like
an orange wig.
Exactly. Why?
An orange bob or something.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. It's like, I get it if it's like your signature, but at the same time, like,
it's just like Miss Vanjie and Plastique. You know, you can't do the same thing over and over and over.
Don't pigeonhole yourself because I mean, it did look good altogether. All of it looked good, but because it was all like, you know, skin tight and shiny stuff and that same wig, it was almost a little too similar to the first challenge where she made the sort of superhero bodysuit. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I love it. but it's almost too reminiscent of that. Yeah. So I feel like I need more.
Yeah. Agreed.
And literally all you would have to do is change the hair and mm-hmm. it would have taken me away from that place.
Yeah, that's an opportunity. Again, she looked great.
Absolutely.
Opportunity missed with
yeah.
that.
No, I agree. Then after that, we had Suga as Lady Trump.
I hated it.
And I hated it.
I'm sorry. I get it. I get doing, you know, a play on the Trump and but I just... for one, it's the second week where it's just basically a bunch of face paint.
Yeah.
So it's not really
great makeup.
You're
not seeing
makeup.
Real makeup. You're just seeing like face paint that's been glopped on.
The wig I get is supposed to be wispy and Trumpy hair. But it just didn't look right.
I didn't like the fact that like, at least with Akira, even though her outfit wasn't like all orange, when you look at her, when you looked at everyone standing, you know, side by side on the runway, everything looks cohesive because Akira was mostly covered in orange.
Yeah.
But then Suga's on the end and it's like, why is she there?
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't enough. I don't think it was enough. I did not like it.
I didn't like it at all.
And I felt like it was kind of hokey, the whole like, I've got a bag of Cheetos and I'm like patting them on my face like I'm using it for makeup. It was just like, it felt too gimmicky.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't like it. I didn't like it.
And I mean, I get some people are into that and love it. I don't.
It wasn't for me.
Exactly. It's not my cup of tea.
So we had in our tops this week, Evie, Silky, and Brooklyn.
Which I think are good tops.
Which I agree with. And then in the bottoms were Raja, Mercedes, and Vanjie. I agree. Honestly, well, because I'm trying to think of who else would take Miss Vanjie's place in the bottom. I think that Raja and Mercedes were definitely not. They didn't do very well in the challenge. Miss Vanjie didn't either.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who else, like.
The only other person I could think. Maybe Plastique. I don't remember her at all.
She was Melania. I thought she had some really funny moments.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't think she did that great.
Well, all right.
I mean, again, I didn't think she did terrible, but she wasn't memorable.
She at least looked like her.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
anyway, anywho.
Anywho's.
Yeah, I agree.
Bottom you know, three. I wasn't pretty. Shocked by any of it.
Yeah.
Let's say that. So. We had as a winner, bum bum bum,
Miss Silky Ganache.
Which,
I mean,
she gets it. I'm not mad about it.
No,
but I don't want to give her any more fuel to be.
Yeah, and again, I'm annoyed because she was so annoyed about being Oprah, and then she wins doing it. I'm just like.
You didn't even want
drama.
That role.
And,
but she did do a good job.
Yeah.
And,
I'll give her that. She looked good on the runway.
She did. So I'm not mad about it. I just, she was such a brat about it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So, of course, they're not going to get rid of Miss Vanjie. I mean,
no.
Slip up, yes, but she's done amazing in the other challenges.
No, yeah.
And she does look great, albeit the glitter fiasco.
Plus, the producers love her.
Yeah.
So, especially.
I love her.
Well,
I
love her too. But especially
broken.
With all this Brooklyn drama going on, you're not going to get rid of your cash cow at this point.
No.
No.
No. Too valuable, which I am fine with because I love
no,
her.
No, I don't want her to go anywhere
either. I'm invested. So. Bum, bum, bum.
Lip sync for your life.
Mercedes.
And Raja.
Head to head. Living in America.
By James Brown.
So, we knew what was going to happen.
I know.
We walked in the door. I mean, as much as I'm annoyed with Raja, she killed
it.
That was the song for her.
I would have tipped her if I was at that show. She pulled it out. It was good. She was living that song.
Gimmicky. She wasn't tossing herself all around.
No,
the place.
There were no like desperation splits or, you know, frantic dancing. She just did that lip sync right, and it was good.
It was good. And then you have poor Mercedes just trying her best, but
and her headdress falls off.
Yeah, it was just awkward. And I'd say maybe 2 minutes to the end, she just gave up.
It was rough to watch because she truly, you could see kind of like her will
go
broken. And it was like,
I think after the splits, that was her last ditch effort. And then it would,
it was just downhill from there.
I mean, if I looked over and saw Raja doing that, I would be the same way. Like, oh man,
I know
this is it. This is the end, my friend.
But, it was interesting because last week when we chose who we thought was going home next week, Lindsay picked Raja and I picked Mercedes. So it was a showdown between our picks and I won, baby! Mercedes.
Yes, yes. Per Mercedes. Oh, good day.
Mercedes ran out of gas. Wink,
nice.
Wink.
Nice. Car jokes.
So funny.
Yeah. You know, we knew it was coming. It was pretty easy to.
Yeah. It was time to
see that one. And yeah, you know,
I am glad that she got her little redeeming moment in the workroom where she like kind of, you know, had her moment, but I think it was time to go.
Yeah. And at this point and same with Honey leaving before her. I just don't think it's fair for any other queens to go out and have her stay because she's just not on that level.
No.
No, it was time.
So next week.
Well, and her departure was a little bizarre. I mean.
I will.
Yeah, you know, of course. Yeah, you go, girl. Muslims are definitely not all terrorists, but.
It was just kind of weird. It was an interesting way to say, like, I don't know, instead of it being like a positive, like, you know, power to, you know, my people, it was like, Muslims are not terrorists. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't know. It was just a little odd.
Again,
but
she leaves
awkward.
So that ends our episode. Well, this episode of RuPaul, and we go into
preview for next week.
I am so excited.
I'm so excited too.
If the preview is this entertaining,
I can't wait to see what it's all about.
For one, I love monsters. I love spookies.
I love when they do a ball. It's always so fun.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh, I just can't wait. I can't wait to see. Well, especially for some of the fancier queens.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see what they think like being a monster's all about.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I do want to see how far Evie goes.
Yeah. And my heart. Elvira.
Oh!
Guest judge. She's just
Elvira.
One of the coolest women on the planet.
She's so awesome.
She's
love
gorgeous
her.
As can be. She is
just the epitome.
One of my women crushes for
ever
too long. So I'm super excited about that. I think it's going
to
be good.
It is going to be good. I can't wait. Who is your pick to go home next week, Lindsay?
Ooh, okay. So we're getting into the nitty gritty now. I think we got rid of some of the easy ones.
The dead weight, if you will.
Oh.
Ooh.
Spookies, monsters. I'm going to say Sugar Cane.
Ooh, that's a good pick. Because I was going back and forth between Sugar and Raja, and I'm just going to pick Raja because she's annoying the hell out of me.
Yeah, I think they're, I mean, with Suga, I think the wannabe comedy queen can only go so far and it's starting to just, she's starting to get really, well, she was in the middle, I'd say the low middle, and so now
she's
that
not
we're dropping
building
off,
momentum, she's
no.
sloping downward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think she'll be in danger.
Well,
and
we'll
yeah,
see.
Raja, same.
She just, you can't last forever with that bad attitude.
No, it's going to get worse too.
And you've got to be able to back it up.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime she can't bring it. And when she doesn't, she acts like a bitch.
Yeah.
That's not how you do this.
Bitter.
Ugh,
bitter O'Hara.
I hate it.
All right. Well, it's been a wonderful evening recording this lovely podcast with
you,
sister.
Oh, we've just had a wonderful time.
Mm. So I hope all you lovely listeners out there enjoyed as well, and I hope you're as excited as we are for the next episode.
Yeah, we'll catch you on the flip-flop.
Ooh, flippity-flop.
Bye. Bye.